Yemishnayis Mesechta Yodayim, Perek Aleph Mishnalef, May Revius, if you have the water that comes from a Revius of Lug, that's the measurement, that's like the size of an egg and a half of water. That's the Shaila, whether it's 4 ounces, 3.5 ounces. So May Revius, Noistim Yodayim, you're allowed to use this much amount of water to wash your hands. Now, Lechod, and Aflishnayim, either one person can use this amount of water to wash his hands, like we wash hands before we eat bread, or else even two people could use it. Even though when the second person uses it, there's not a revius left over, but since this water came and started out from a revius, the Tanakam holds it's good to wash even two hands, two different people. What about Machtzis Lug? Not a revius, a quarter, but you have half of a lug of water? Then you could even use it, L'shloishoy Li'arbo, for 3 or 4 people could wash from this amount of water. What about milug? If you have a lug of water, then lechamisha v'lasara lemeya, you could have 5, 10, or even 100 people. As long as there's water enough to wash the two hands, you could use it. Again, even though at the end there's not a revius left, but since we started out with the revius, whoever washes his hands from this water is yotza. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Ubalvad, but providing shelo yivchois la'achroin shebhem revius. Like the last person that uses it has to make sure there's at least a revius of water left over. In other words, he argues on the Tanakhama and says that whenever the water is less than a revius, the next person cannot use it. It's not enough that the water started out with a revius, shiur revius, but you always have to have a revius in the cup when you go to wash your hands. Now, moisifan al hashniim, you could wash more the second time you wash your hands, but v'yei moisifan al rishonim. Usually the minig is you wash your hands once and then you wash them a second time. Now, if you only washed a certain amount the first time, you didn't wash the whole hand, you should not add more to wash the whole thing the first time, because you only be moisif tumah. So the etzer is just to wash the second time, wash as much as you want the second time, that you can add on, but not on to the first time you wash your hands, because then you're only being moisif a tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. B'chol ha'kelim noistim l'yodayim. Any type of a kli utensil you could use to wash your hands for the tilush yodayim. Afilu b'chlei galolim, even though it's a kli made from kli galolim, that's manure of an animal. Or else b'chlei yavonim, made out of stone. B'chlei yadoma, made out of clay, ground. Now, a noistim l'yodayim loy b'dofnois ha'kelim, you cannot use the sides of a kli for the tilush yodayim, as that's not called a kli, it's called like a broken kli. You can't just use the sides itself, that's not called like a base kibble. For loy bishulei hamachatz, and not on the bottom part of the machatz, that's like a big barrel, that you fetch the water out from the gas. So just the bottom part of it, it's not made for a base kibble, you cannot use this to wash your hands with. For loy b'megufa sachov, is not with the cover of a barrel, also the same reason, it's not made for a base kibble, it's not called a kli. For lo yitein lechaveru b'chofnov, you should not wash your friend's hands with water in your chotnov, in your palm, in your hands. That your hand is not called a kli to wash somebody else's hands with. Mifnei shein mimalin, because halacha is you can't fill up the water, you can't catch the mayim chayim in order to make the eifer for the paraduma. V'yein mekachim, you can't put the eifer, the paraduma, into water. V'yein mazna, you can't spritz the mechatis. V'yein neistim l'yodayim, the same halachas, all these three have the same halachas, and you can't wash your hands. Ela b'keli, in all these things you have to use a kli. A kli means something that has a base kibble that could accept the water. So whether you're fetching the water for the mechatis, the mayim chayim, whether after you fetch the water, now you want to put the ashes in there, or after you put the ashes in there, now you want to spritz the water on the tamei, or else when you're taking regular water for Natila Shadoyim, in all these cases it has to be from a good kli. Now, v'yein matzilin b'tzomit posil ele kelim. There's aloha, anything in the oil where a meisiz becomes tamei, unless it's inside a kli cheres, which is sealed tight. Then aloha is, since the tum only comes from the inside, not from the outside, so the tumma cannot get in, whatever is inside a tzomit posel means that it's sealed tight. Kli cheres does not become tummy. Now what does it matzo, what does it save? Only kalim. Only if you have other kli cheres inside this kli cheres, that stops the inner ones from becoming tummy. Shei matzilu miyad kli cheres ele kalim. Because the only thing that's saved is only if you have kelim inside there. But let's say you have something else inside the kli cheres, even though it's sealed tight, then the tumas mace would come inside the kli to be metama whatever else is inside the kli. Now Mishnah Gimel, hamayim shenifslu mishtiyas habhema, water that became ruined or spoiled, that it came so bad that even an animal would not drink the water. So bekelim sulam, you're not allowed to use this water to wash your hands if you're using the kli to wash your hands with. But if a kakois of the water is in the ground, meaning like in the mikvah form, then ksherim, then even though the water is not drinkable, even for an animal, it became so bad or it smells so bad, still it's kosher to be used as a mikvah to dip your hands inside there. Nofol l'toichen diyoy, let's say some dye or some ink fell into water, or else kumis, that's the sap that comes out of a tree, but kankantum, this type of a dye. Now, v'nishtanu mareim, and the color of the water changes, subsulun, this water also becomes possible, you cannot use it for natilas yodoyim. Another psul is also behem maloch, let's say you do some work with this water, meaning you clean dishes with them, or else oisasharon ben pitoy, or else you soak your bread in this water. So the locher is psulun. The water also becomes possible. You cannot use this water for natilas shadoyim. Shimon hatimoni yomer afilu niskaven lishreis bozei. Even if you only had intention to soak your bread in this water, v'nofal l'sheni, by mistake the bread fell into a second water, ksherim, the water is kosher. And some say the word afilu doesn't make sense here. So some take out the word afilu and just means in niskaven lishreis bozei. If you had kavanah to do it in this one and it fell into another kli, another water, since you didn't have intentions to soak it in that water, and that water is still kosher for Nathila Shadoyim. That's what Reb Shimon holds, whoever the loch is like the Tanakama. Mishnah Dalet, Hediach b'mesakelim, let's say you used water to wash your dishes with, or Shemicha b'mesamidos, whereas you have the weights that you measured off liquid, and now you go to wash them off, subsumum, the water you used to wash off these weights with, you use the water, you nasa by malach, it's possible now to use that water for the tilish adoyim. Hadiach bem kelim udochim, let's say you washed off kelim that were already cleaned, oi chadosh mreels new kelim, so loch is ksherim, that's not called, you did a malach with the water, since you did not have to wash off this kelim anyway, so then the water is still kosher for the tilish adoyim. Rabbi Yaisi paisel b'chadoshim, Yaisi says no, even a new kli, still it's a derech to wash it off. If you wash it off first, it's called you did a melacha with the water, and this water cannot be used for natilas shadoyim. Mishnah Hey, hamayim shehanachtoy matvil b'mes agluskin, the water that a baker uses to like put his cake that he's making into it, his little pancakes, he wants to first like matvil, dip it into water. So melacha is psulim, the water now becomes possible for natilas shadoyim, it's called was nasa by melacha. Let's say the baker just wants to dip his hands into the water while he's kneading the dough, sherim, then the water is still kosher. That's not called nasa by malacha. Now, hakil sherim litin liyadayim. Anybody is kosher to pour the water for natilas shadoyim. Could be your friend pouring for you, somebody else could pour for you. Afilu cheresh shayt tevakot, and even though the person is not a bardas, he's a cheresh, he's deaf and dumb, or he's a shayt, he's a fool, or he's a katan, a minor. Still, as long as there's a koyach gavra, it's coming from a person, it's kosher l'tfilas shadoyim. Now, maniach chovis ben birkov, you'll have to put a barrel between your knees like v'noitel, and with your knees, you tilt the barrel, you make the water come out, it's also called coming mikoychoy, that's also called a good l'tfilas shadoyim. Now, a bigger chiddush is mate chovis al tzidoy, if you at the beginning tilt over this barrel to the side, and you cause the water to come out, v'noitel, you have to put your hands there and wash your hands from this water flowing out, even though b'shas it's flowing out, it's not coming from your koyach, but since you were the one that tilted it, you are the one that's making it come out, that's also okay. Fi ha'koyf noitel yadayim, even if a monkey would wash your hands for you, that would also be kosher, the Tanakhama holds. However, Rabbi Yosi paisav b'shneyelu, in the last two cases, Rabbi Yosi says no, it's not considered bo mikoyach adam, or koyf a monkey is no good. The same thing if you just tilt over the barrel and the water starts to come out and then you pour your hands, you put your hands there, that's not called bo mikoyach adam, that's not called a good natila. Perek Sheni, Mishnalef. Nota liyodoy achas mishtifu achas. Let's say you washed your hands. Was you only washing one hand? You do not want to wash both hands now. You only want to wash yodoy achas one hand. And mishtifu achas, even though you throw the water one time only, not two times, only one time. So locher is yodoy tahor, like if you water, your hand is tahor. And even though right now there was not a revius of water in the kli, as long as it started out with a revius of water there, so this one hand also becomes tahor. Now what's going to be lishtei yodov mishtif achas? With one washing, you throw the water once on both of your hands, and then Rabbi Meir mitama yachitum revius. Rabbi Meir says it does not help unless you have a revius of water that you're throwing at one time on both your hands. Then that's mitaya the hands. In other words, since you're washing both hands at one time, you have to have a revius of water. Now, what's going to be after you washed your hands with the revius of water? Now, nofal kikah shel truma, a loaf of bread of truma fell into this water. The loch is tor, the kikah is still tor. Since you use the revius of mayim, a revius of mayim, a revius a lug of water, does not become tummy. Rabbi Yosi mitam, Rabbi Yosi says, no, the kikah of the bread becomes tummy. Because Rabbi Yosi holds, even though this revius of water is metaya your hands, but the mice of the water itself does become tummy. And therefore, this water is metama, the kika that falls into it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Nota les harishonim lemokam echad. Let's see, you wash. When you washed your hands, so the first time you washed your hands, you spilled the water one place in the floor. V'yasashniyim, the second time you washed your hands, lemokam achar, the water there was spilled to a different place. So there are two different puddles like of water. One came out from the first time you washed your hands, and one from the second time. Now, v'nofa kikah shel truma l'rishonim, a kikah, a loaf of bread of truma, fell onto one of these two, onto the first puddle of water, tamei. As the mayim rishonim, that's tamei, and therefore it's matama, the piece of bread. V'yes hashniyim tor, but the second time you washed your hands, that's only mitayer, and therefore the water is still tor, and therefore the kikah that falls into this water also is tor. What's going to be not the lesser rishonim v'yasashniyim l'mokam echad? You washed in the same place, the same basin that you washed the first time your hands. You washed it a second time also. So you have water both from the first and second time. And now v'nof a kikah shatruma falls into the water. So tamei, we say the water is tamei, and therefore it's metama the kikah, because that is zalocha, the second time you wash your hands. It's mitayer, it's only mitayer the water that's on your hands, but not the water that's on the ground. The water that reached the ground already, that water remains tummy. So therefore, it's mitama the kikah when it falls in there. Now, what's going to be not the lesser rishonim? You washed your hands the first time, and v'nimtzo ayod of kisa mitzro, you found now on top, on your hand, is a piece of wood, a piece of stone there. So locher is yodav tameis, your hands still remain tummy, even though you washed it a second time. Shein amayim o'achroinim mitayrim el amayim shagabi ayad. That is the halacha, the second time you wash your hands, it's mitayah, the first water, it's only mitayah, that water that's on the hands, but not the water that's on top of this piece of wood or piece of pebble. Therefore, that water remains tamei, and now it's mitama your hands again. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, kol shul mibriyas hamayim tor. If what you found on your hand comes from the water, comes from the ocean, it's nivra, it's created in the water, that's like a small worm that's created in the water, so that's called part of water, and therefore that remains tor. So the second water is mitar the first water, therefore your hands remain tor. Mishnah Gimel. Hayodayim mitamois hu mitarois ad haperek. Aloha is supposed to wash your hands up until the perek. The parakosha means until where the palm comes together, like by your wrist, where your palm and your arm come together. Ata perik. That's where you have to wash your hands until there, and that's where the water is tamei up until there. And really, there are three shittas exactly what does ala perik mean. One is like we just said, the other one is where the fingers are attached to the palm, and the other one means even the middle of your fingers where they bend over. So now, Ketzad, what's the halacha? Not the lesser rishonim ad haperek. The first time you washed your hands, you washed until the perek, until the palm. The second time you washed your hands, the water went even further outside the perek, even further up than the palm. Now, v'chazru liyad, and a return went down to the palm. Torah, it's Torah. Second water is Torah, therefore there's no problem. What's going to be not the lesser rishonim, v'yes hashniyim chutz laperek? Let's say both the mayim rishonim also went further up than the palm. And now v'chazru liyad, it returns back to the yad. So tmeya, if no, that water that went further than the palm is still tamei. The mayim shniyim is not metar that water. And when that water falls down back into the palm, it's metama the hands. And like we said before, because when you washed your hands first, the water becomes tummy. And it went up further up than your palm. And even though you washed it a second time, the second mayim is only metaya the water that's up until the perek that's on your hand on the palm. But the water that's further up than your palm, that does not become tor from the second mayim. So therefore, it remains tummy. And now when it comes down into the palm, it's metama your palm again. Now, what's going to be not the less rishonim liyod yachas? The first time you washed, you only washed one hand. V'nimlach, then the second time, v'not the less hashnim, you washed both hands. L'shtei yodov. The second time you washed your hands, you washed both hands together, and you rubbed them together to them tmeis. Because the mice, when you washed your second hand, that's only the first time you're washing it, so that water is tummy. Now, when the two hands touch one another, that water is metama the first hands, therefore they become tummy. What's going to be not the lesser rishonim l'shtei yodov? The first time you washed both hands. And then v'nimlach v'not lesser shnim l'yod yachas, you washed either one hand a second time or both hands separately a second time. Yodo Torah, it's a yodois, the hand is Torah. It had a mayim rishonim, now you have a mayim shniim, the hands are Torah. What's going to be not l'yod yachas? Let's say you only washed one hand. And then v'shifshecho b'chaverto, you rubbed it together with the other hand that you did not wash yet. So tmeya, the water now becomes tummy because of the second hand that you did not wash yet. And therefore that the water is tummy, it's metama your hands. What's going to be after you washed one hand, now you want to rub it, b'roisha on your head, the kosel on the wall, Torah, the hand still remains Torah, the kosel on the head is not metamarit, therefore your hand remains Torah. Now, noitlin abo v'chamisho zed b'tzadze. You could have four or five people putting their hands one next to another and wash them all at one time. Or yizeh agav zeh, was one on top of the other. Or v'vad but providing shirafu. It has to be the hands are soft, are loose, not tight. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. Shirvoyu b'emama hamoyim. As long as the water comes upon them, it'll be metire them. The stomach comes from revius of water. Therefore, the water is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, all the hands become tor together. Mishneh Dalet. Sofek naso behem melocho. Let's say you have a doubt whether this water you're going to use now to wash your hands, you did work with it, you washed dishes with them or not. Sofek lo naso behem melocho. You have a doubt, maybe no work was done with the water, and the water is kosher. Real sofek yesh behem kashir, sofek shein behem kashir. You have a doubt whether you have revius of water here enough to make it until shadayim, or you don't have that much water. Sofek tmeyim, sofek toherim. You have a doubt whether this water is tamei, or whether the water is tor. So in all these cases, the lochara are sveik and tor. Even though you have all these sveikas together, still the lochara is, for the tilu shadayim, it's only midrabon, and you have right to go to kula to say it's kosher for the tilu shadayim. If you wash your hands with such water, your hands are tor. Bivnei Shomer, because it was said like this, the Chum said that Sofek hayodayim litomei vilatomei vilator tor. Anytime you have a doubt about Natila Shadoyim, whether it's tomei, whether it's metamer, or whether it's tor, in all these cases you have a right to go lakula. Since it's only with the Rabbonin, you could be mekel. However, Rabbi Yasi says, litaya tomei. If you have a suffix, whether you be metari your hands or not, in other words, you know your hands were tummy until now, and you have to do a mitzvah to be metari them, so if you have a doubt whether you made the tire or not, then it remains tummy. Min ha-suffix, you leave it becheskas tumo the way it was before. Because that's the klal of ein suffix, moitzi midevadai. Ketzad, how is it the case? Where's the case of a suffix you're dying letamei, vile tomei? Where are the cases? Hayu yod of Torah, let's say your hands were tahor. Well, in front of you, shnei kikorim tameim. There were two loaves of bread that were tamei. Now, Sofik Noga, you have a doubt whether your hands touched them or not. Sofik Le Noga. In this case, your hands remain tor. You have a Sofik, a doubt whether it became tummy or not your hands. Therefore, it remains tor. What's going to be Hoyu Yodov Timaeus? Let's say your hands were tummy. Olufonav Shneki Korum Term. And in front of it were two loaves of bread that were tor. So, Sofik Noga, Sofik Le Noga. We have a doubt whether your hands touched the loaf of bread or not. Or else, ho you yode achas tmei, one of your hands were only tmei, the achas tor, and the other hand was tor, or the fono of shneki korum tor, in front of you were two loaves of bread that were tor, now noga b'yechad mem, you touched one of them, sofik b'tmei noga, sofik b'tor noga, you're not sure which hand you used to touch it, did you touch your hands that's tmei, or your hands that's tor, so these are the cases you have a sofik, whether that loaf of bread becomes tmei or not, that's the case, it remains tor, or else, ho you yod of torus, your hands were tor, in front of you two hands were two loaves of bread. One loaf was tummy, one loaf was tor. Now with one hand you touch one of the two loaves. You have a doubt whether your hand touched a tummy bread or not. So that's a suffix whether your hand should become tummy or not. That's the clause that we say it's tor. Let's see your two hands. Achas tmei, one of them was tmei. The achas torah, one of them was torah. On the front of in front of you, shnei kikorim, two loaves of bread. Echad tmei v'echad torah, one loaf is tmei, one loaf is torah. Now noga b'shteim, you touched both loaves of bread. So what's your suffix? Suffix tmei b'tmei a torah b'torah. Maybe your hand is tmei, touched a tmeidik of bread, so that one remains tmei. But the Torah dicker bread was only touched with your Torah dicker hands, so that loaf still remains Torah. Oy Torah b'tomei t'mei b'tori, you have a suffix maybe the opposite way around, that your Torah dicker hands touched the Torah dicker bread, and your Torah dicker hands touched the Torah dicker bread, then both loaves will become tomei. So in all these cases, hayadayim k'may shehoyu, v'yakikorim k'may shehoyu, leave the cheskas the way it was before. Since before the suffix it was Torah, it remains Torah. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Hamachnis Yodov Lebeis Hamenuga. If somebody puts his hands, only his hand, into a house that has a nega teras in the house. So locher is Yodov Tchilos Diver Rebbe Kiva. Kiva holds your hands, becomes like a Rishon Latuma. Even though that your body does not become Tomei until Roshav Ruba goes into the room, your head and most of your body, but I call upon him, if your hands went in, your hands become tamei, and midrabon has a locho like a rishon latuma. The chum say, yodav shnius, no, your hands only have a din of a sheni latuma. And the Gemara in Chulin is mazmach, like it says, the chum make a gzero, tumas al yodayim shuknus vesanuga mishum, bias kol gufay. That the chum made a gzero, and the shallow is, how far did the gzero go? Did the hands become mamish like the body? That's a rishon l'tumah, or maybe no, it only made it like stam yudayim, what's roni shniyim l'tumah. Now, kol hametame begodim b'shas mago, any times when you touch, if you touch a zav, let's say, or the mishkova, or a zroik, that when you touch it, your clothing becomes tummy also, that's called kol hametame begodim b'shas mago, certain things, if you touch them, not only do you become tummy, but even the begodim you're wearing, that if your hands touch that, so your hands become a rishon l'tumah. That means if while Reuven, let's say, is touching the zav, so Reuven becomes tummy him and his begodim. Now while he's touching the zav, let's say a second person comes and touches Reuven. So Reuven touches his hand, that person's hand becomes a rishon l'tumah. That's called lios tchilos. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The chum say no, liyos shnius. No, the hands only become a sheni l'tuma. Now, Amru l'adar Rabbi Kiva, they said, chum said to Rabbi Kiva, heichen matzinu, where do we find such a case, shehayadayim tchila b'chom makam, that the hands become a rishon l'tuma. Like in these cases, his body does not become tummy, only his hands. So usually the rabban only made a gzera to make the hands like a sheni l'tuma. Where do we find in these cases, like you're saying, Rabbi Kiva, that the hands become a rishon l'tuma? Omer lehem. So the Kiva says about the Chomim. V'chi heich efsho lehen liyos tchilo elim keim nitma gufay. That usually Rabbi Kiva admits that the only time the hands can become a rishon l'tumah if the whole body becomes tummy. But when the whole body does not become tummy, then the hands is only a sheni l'tumah. But chutz mizeh, excluding these two cases, in the case where you put your hands into the base of manuga, or else where your hands touch somebody else's hands that's touching the zav, in these two cases, Rabbi Akiva says that the hands itself has loch like the body becomes a reachin l'tumah. Now, ha'oichlin food v'yakelim shenitmo b'mashkin that became tomei through mashkin. In other words, they become only a sheni l'tumah. So in such a case, mitamam es yadayim liyashnias, the person's hands touches this food or this keli, his hands also becomes a sheni l'tumah. Dibur Rabbi Yeshua, these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachom rom nechom say, es shenitmo b'yav ha'tumah mitamam es yadayim. If you touch an avatuma, then your hands become tummy. But the vladatuma, if you only touch something that's a rishon l'tuma, ain't the matamas yadayim, then your hands do not become tummy. Like here, this oichel and this kelim that became a shen l'tuma, they are not matama yadayim according to Chachamim. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon ben Gamliel said like this: Maaseh once happened b'shachas with one lady. She both lefnei Abba. She came in front of Abba. Omruloi, she said to him, Nichnesu yodai li avra klicheris. My hands went into the avra, to the air of a klicheris. And the klicheris, this earthly kli, was tummy. Is omalos, we said back to her, Biti over my hoise tumosoi. What type of a tumor was there on this klicheris? How did the klicheris become tummy? Veloi shamati ma omruloi. And he says he did not hear exactly what she answered and what the father answered her back. But Omre Chucham Nechom said, Mevoyer HaDover, the thing is clear, as Shenitma B'Yav HaTumah Metamas Yadayim. If it became Tum, if the Klicheris became Tummy through an Av HaTumah, then your hands become Tummy. But if Vlad HaTumah became Tummy through a Rishon, that it right now is a Sheni, that's the Klal, Ein Metamas Yadayim. A Sheni L'Tumah cannot be Metama the Yadayim, your hands. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Kol ha'poisel es ha'truma, anything that's tummy, that's even a sheni l'tumah, that if it touches truma, it's metama, the truma, it passes the truma, that's called poisel, that a sheni makes a shlishi by truma. So such a tumah, sheni l'tumah, is metama es yadayim liyashnias, that if it touches your hands become tummy, also has a tumah sheni on it. Now ha'yod metama es chaverta, let's say one hand you washed his store, and the other hand is still tummy, and now that hand touches the first hand, it's metama your hand. Dibur Rabbi Yeshua, v'chom rom nechom say no, ein sheni oise sheni, that since the hand that's tummy is only a sheni l'tumah, that cannot make the second hand also a sheni, it can only make it like a shlishi, and there's no din shlishi l'yadayim, therefore your hand remains tor. On this, Omer lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to the chomim, v'aloi kisvei ha'kodesh shniim, mitameh es yadayim, kisvei ha'kodesh has a tumah sheni on it, and still if it touches your hand becomes tummy. Or Molod, they said back, Ein donen divrei Torah medivrei Seifrim. Can't bring me a proof, divrei Torah medivrei Seifrim. V'loi divrei Seifrim medivrei Torah, v'loi divrei Seifrim medivrei Seifrim. Kittil Yisrael Gzeres Rabbonin. That the Tumas Yodayim is Metameh, that's medivrei Seifrim. That the Kisvi HaKodesh is Metameh Yodayim is also medivrei Seifrim. So you can't learn out one from the other. Certain times Rabbonin will machmeh, certain times Rabbonin will mekel. So they only said it by Kisvi HaKodesh. But by your hands, if one hand is tamei, only l'shein l'tumo, it cannot be metame the other hand. Mishnah Gimel, Ritzuas tefillin imha tefillin, the straps of the tefillin with just like the tefillin itself, metame says yadayim is metame your hands to make it l'shein l'tumo. Just like if you touch the tefillin, like the pashas there, the kisvei hakodesh, like it's metame your hands. The same way the straps also. Rabbi Shimon says, Ritzuas tefillin ainah metame says yadayim. It's not matam of the hands, it's not considered like the tefillin itself. Mishnah Dalad, Gilyon Sheba Sefer. It's on the Sefer Torah, the piece of the parchment that's blank, that you do not write in. That's called Gilyon, the extra part like of the parchment. So, Shem Malamalam, what's on top of the Ksav, Mishem Malamatam, what's on bottom of the Ksav, Shebatchil, the beginning of the Sefer, Sheba Sefer, the end of the Sefer. The Locher is Matam Mesiadayim, all these Gilyonis is Matam of the hands. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sheba Seif Eine Metama. By the end of the Sefer Torah, that parchment left over is not Metama your hands. Achiyas Le Amud, until you make like a Gilyon there, until on that Amud, you make like a Shalates, that you attach, like the attachment of the straw, the wood that you roll it on, that makes it part of the sefer. Then it's metama. But before you put on the piece of wood at the end piece of the parchment, since you just cut it off, it's not considered part of the sefer. It does not have tuma to metama your yodayim. All right, a turnover. Hey, sefer sheninchak. If you have a sefer Torah, that part of it was erased. But v'nishtaya bo yishmoinim v'chomish oisius, 85 oisius are still left over in the sefer. Kiparashas like the parsha by Ibn Soyharon. So locher then is metamas yadayim. It still has lock of kisvei kodesh. That if your hands touch it, it's metama your hands. It becomes a sheni l'tuma. You have to wash your hands for truma. Now Megillah, or Megillah here means Yiriya, like one piece of parchment from the Sefer Torah. Shekosa boi shmeinu b'chomesh oisius, again there are at least 85 oisius written on this piece of parchment. Kiparasha, like the parasha of Ibn Sayharon, is still metamas yadayim. This one piece of parchment has a tumma, has a loch of kisvei kodesh, that's metam yahins. Now kol kisvei kodesh, all the kisvei kodesh, that's the loch of metamas yadayim. If it touches your hands, your hands become tamei. Whether it's neviyim or ksuvim, as long as they're written b'lashon hakodesh, it's metame your hands. Shir hashirim. What about the Megillah of Shir hashirim v'kehelis? Metame es yadayim. It's also considered part of kisvei hakodesh. It's metame your hands. We have Yehudu Aimer that shir hashirim metame es yadayim. True, shir hashirim, that is metame your hands. But for kehelis, it's a machlokes. Kehelis, that's a machlokes if it's metame yadayim or not. Rabbi Yossi says, Keheles ain't a metama es yadayim. No, he holds Keheles for sure is not metama es yadayim. Because it's only written down the Chochma Shloimai and it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh. So therefore does not have a loch of Kisvei HaKadosh. But Vishir HaShir Machloikis, he holds Shir HaShir is the Machloikis, if it's metama your hands or not. Now, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Shimon says that Keheles is Mikulei Beshamai. The Megillah of Kehelis is from Beis Shammai's Kulis, that's not Metam Yadayim. Or Mechumra Beis Silla. Beis Silla is the one that says, yes, it is Metam Es Yadayim. Or Rebbe Shimon Ben Azai. Rebbe Shimon Ben Azai says, Mekul Balani, Mipi Shiv Mushnayim Zokain, I accepted from 72 Zakenim, Biyoim Sheshi, Vers Rebbe Loza Ben Azai, Bishiva, the day they appointed Rebbe Loza Ben Azai to be like the Rosh Yeshiva. That was the Maisa. After they took Rabbi Gamliel off, then they appointed Rabbi Yeshua. The Moran Brachas said that he should become the Rosh Hashiva. So that day he heard over. He had the Kabbalah that Sheshir Hashirim v'Kehelis Metamim Es Yadayim. Yes, these two Megillas have a lot of Kisvei HaKodesh. If it touches your hands becomes Tamei. Omer Rabbi Kiva says Chas v'Shalom. Lo'nechlak Odom Yisrael Hashir Hashirim. Nobody argues that everybody holds that Shir Hashirim is Metamas Yadayim. Of course it has a lock of Kisvei HaKodesh. Shein kol olam kula kedai, the whole world was not worth it. Ki yoyim shenitim by Shir Hashirim Yisrael, as if the day that Shir Hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Because Shir Hashirim, Rashi said at the beginning, means it shakula Yerushimayim v'kibul ol machusay. Talks about the Yerushimayim and Kabbal ol machashimayim. That's the whole world, but it's about. So for sure it has a loch of Kisvei HaKodesh. Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh. All the other Ksuvim have a loch of Kodesh. But for Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Shir HaShirim is considered like Kodesh Kodoshim. And therefore, v'yim nechleku, if there is a machlokes, lo nechleku ela al Kehelis. It's only machlokes about the Megillah of Kehelis. If that is Metamas Yadayim or not. But on Shir HaShirim, everybody agrees it's Metama. On this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan ben Yeshua ben Chomiv, Shor Rabbi Akiva, he is the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, that Kedivri ben Azai, like the words of Rabbi Abba of Azai, Kach Nechleku V'chein Gomru. That there is a machlokes even on Shir Shirim, and even on Kehelis, if it's Metam Yadayim or not. And V'chein Gomru, that's the maskana that Shtei HaMegillos is Metam Es Yadayim. Yes, even though it's a machlokes, but we hold Lamaisa, these two Megillos are also Metam Es Hayadayim. Perek Dalet, Mishnalef. Boi Bayoim, on the same day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Rosh Shiva, Gnimlu v'Gormu, they count and they came to Maskono, Ala Reva Saraglayim. That's, let's say, like a bath for the foot, a foot bath. Shehi mishne lugim, that holds at least two lugim of water. V'yati shekabin, up until 9 kavs of water. Shenistiko, that there was a crack in this areva. Shitameya medras, the locher is this metama medras, because it's fit to sit on. Shrebi Kiva, because really Rebbe Kiva says that areva haraglayim kishmo, it's like its name, it's called the foot bath. Whereas it's miyuchud, it's set aside to wash, to bathe your feet in, and not to sit on. And therefore, according to Rebbe Kiva, it's not metama medras, because it's not oimit to sit on. But Nimnu v'garma, not like him, that is metama. That it is metama tumas medras. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Boy bayoin, that day they pointed the blows of an azayat to leave the Rosh Hashiva. Omru, they set over in the base of medras like this, that kol hazvochim sheniz b'chushka lishmon, all the kodeshim kabonis that the koyin or whoever made the shchita had shle lishmon the wrong kavona, yad kavona do it for different carbon ksherim lemaisa, the zevach itself is still kosher. You have right to make the zrika, the aktoro. Only the owner does not have a chayva, is not mekayim his chayva, he has to bring another one. Chutz, excluding min ha-pesach min ha-chatzas, a korban pesach and a korban chatzis, that locher is here, shloi bizman, and passes the korban, you cannot bring it. And the klal is, ha-pesach bizmanai, a korban pesach is only possible, you bring it on arbosa, on erev pesach, you bring it bizmanai, shloi lishmo, then the korban is possible. Because after zmanai, it turns into a korban shlomim, that shloi bizman is kosher. What about the achatis? The kol zman. Anytime you shech the korban chatis shloi lishmon, shloi bizmanon, the korban is possible. Where Beleza adds and says, af oshim, even the korban oshim has the same chumrah, that shloi lishmon is possible. But he also agrees that ha-pesach bizmanon, the korban pesach is only possible bizmanon at the time of the korban pesach, then if you do shloi lishmon, it's possible. The achatis v'yoshim b'chol zman, the korban chatos or korban oshin, any time you bring it shleil shimon, the korban is posel. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azar, Shimon ben Azar adds and says like this, that mikoboni mipi shivim ushnayim zokin, I accepted this halacha from 72 zakenim, that biyoyim sheshivu shavloza ben Azar b'yeshiva, that the day that they appointed shavloza ben Azar to be the Rosh Yeshiva, the halacha is like this, that shekol hazvochem hanecholim shenizbuchu shleil shimon, all the korbanos that you could eat means lafuki korbanoila. Korbanoila has no achila, so he means to exclude a korbanoila. If you shech the shloi lishmon, the korban is kosher. Elo, but like we had before, shloi olu lebaydel l'shem chayva. The owner is not mekayim his chayva. If he made a neder, he has to bring another one yet. Chutz only excluding min ha-pesach min ha-chatis. A korban pesach and a korban chatis, here shloi lishmon, the korban is possible. Now, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah add? What did Ben Azar add? Lehoisa Ben Azar Elohoila. He only meant here the korban oila. That a korban oila is something that's not nechal. There's no part of the meat that's eaten by the kohanim. Therefore, it's possible. But lehoidla chacham, the chacham do not agree to Ben Azar. Chacham do not agree. The chacham say that oila is kosher shloi lishmon, just shloi olu lebaylul mishum chayva. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Boy by Yom Omer, again the same day that they appointed the Blaz of Nazaya to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So they asked a question like this: Amun Umoyev Mahim Bishvias. What's the loch of the land of Amun Umoyev that Midrabonin it's Mechuyev in Truma Samaisris, and there's no din Shmita Noyig in Amun Umoyev? So what type of Maisris do you have to give on Shvias on the 7th year? So it's a Machloikis. Gozer Rabbi Tarfin Maiseroni. Rabbi Tarfin says you have to give Maiseroni on the 7th year. Since Midrabonin, you have to give off Trumas and Maiseris and Moyev and Amoin. So the 7th year, you have to give Maiseroni. We'll soon see the reason why. For Gozer Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah Maisersheni, he holds no, that the 7th year, you have to give Maisersheni. We know usually the way it works, like in Eretz Yisrael, is the 1st and 2nd year is Maisersheni. The 3rd year is Maiseroni. The 4th and 5th year again is Maisersheni. And then the 6th year is Maiseroni. And the 7th year in Eretz Yisrael is Shemitah Wapata. Here the question is, Amun Amoyev and Chutz Loretz, what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. So now we'll explain. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says that Elazar ben Azar Yolech Araya Lelamed, you have to bring a proof to what you're saying, Elazar ben Azariah. Sha'ata Machmir, because you want to be Machmir to say you have to give Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni has more Kedusha than Maaseh Roni. You have to bedaf Kedusha in Yerushalayim. So you're being more machmir, you have to bring the proof. because that's the klal shekol ha-machmer olav rayat lalamed. Whoever is more strict, he has to bring a proof to say the chumrah. So Omar le Rav Loza ben Azayah, Rav Loza ben Azayah said back, no, yishmo lochi, yishmo my brother like this. Ani lo shenisim yisedir rashonim, I did not change from the regular seder of the years that I say you have to give Maisa Sheni. Because Maisa Sheni, because Maisa Roni is only the third and the sixth year. The rest of the years are all Maisa Sheni, so I'm right. But Tarfin Ochi Shina, but Tarfin that says to make it into Maisa Roni, he's being Mishana, he's making a Shina in the years. The Yol of Right Alam, and he has to bring a proof to what he's saying. Because we know usually it's always Maisa Sheni, only the third and the sixth year, but not the seventh year. So still we need a svar. What's the machlekes taliyin still? Must like this. Hey, Sir Rebbe Tarfon. Tarfon answers like this. It brings a proof to what he says that the seventh year Amun Amoyev has to give Maaser Roni, because Mitzrayim is also Chutz Loretz. Also has loch like Chutz Loretz that midirabbanan is mechuyim trumas and meisers. Now Amun Amoyev Chutz Loretz. Amun Amoyev also midirabbanan has a chiyuv trumas and meisers. If so, let's learn out from Mitzrayim. Ma Mitzrayim, just like in Mitzrayim, Maaser Roni b'shviyis on the seventh year. You have to take off Maaser Roni. We'll soon see the reason why. By Mitzrayim, everybody agrees. If Sarab Tarfon says, Af Amun Amoyev Maaser Roni b'shviyis, the same thing, the lands of Amun Amoyev also, its Maaser on the seventh year should be Maaser Roni. So this is Rav Tarfon's proof. And on this, Heisir Reb Loza ben Azayah, Reb Loza ben Azayah answered back and said, no. Listen, Bovel is Chutz Loretz. Bovel also has Loch like Chutz Loretz. It's Mechuyiv Maaser and Trumas b'drabbanan. And Amun Amoyev is also Chutz Loretz. If so, Ma Bovel Maaser Sheni b'shviyis, just like Bovel. It's Maaser Sheni on the seventh year, you bring Maaser Sheni. So Af Amun Amoyev Maaser Sheni b'shviyis. The same thing, Amun Amoyev also should have Maaser Sheni on the seventh year. So that's the machlokes, where did we learn out Amun Amoyev from? From Mitzrayim that has Maaser Roni, or from Bovel that has Maaser Sheni. Now, Omer of Tafron says like this. Listen, Mitzrayim shikroivo, since Mitzrayim is near Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Asu Maaser Roni. The Rabbanan made that the corner is on the seventh year, she give of Maaser Roni. She yuaniya Yisrael nismochim oleo b'shriyas, that the anim of Eretz Yisrael, there's not going to be too much paris in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah. They don't plow, they don't grow then. So therefore the anim won't have what to eat. So made a takana that the neighboring cities like Mitzrayim should give off Maaser Roni there. So therefore the anim of Yishlaim will have, of Eretz Yisrael have what to eat. So therefore, Af Amun Amoyev, the same thing, Shem Kroivim, Nasi Maaser Roni. Amun Amoyev is also close to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, also it's a svar in the seventh year, the Rabbanan should make a takana to give off Maaser Roni in order that the poor people in Eretz Yisrael have what to eat. She Yuani Yisrael Nismochem Aleim Bashriyas, that the name of Yisrael would have what to eat on Shriyas. That's Rav Tarfon svara. Now this, Omar le Rav Loza ben Azayah, Loza says back, no. Hareata kemahan non mammon. True, you want to give them enjoyment with money. Like you're saying, good svara to give them niyim hanoa, give them an enjoyment from our money. But v'yayna tele kemafsin nefoshes. By doing this, you're being mafsin nefoshes. People will lose out because of this. Why? Because kaveyato es hashemayim alohir v'talamoto. You're going to steal, you're going to stop the shemayim v'or from giving down rain. Kaveya means lashon of stealing, like you're going to steal from Shemayim, and therefore they're not going to send down the rain. Shnema, there's a posik in Malachi that says, Hayikba odom Elohim ki atem koyv moisi v'yav yamartem b'ma'ak v'anucha ha'maisa v'yatruma. Like the question is, can a person steal from Hashem? So the answer is yes. The way you steal from Hashem is the person does not give off a truma semaisis. That's called the stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if they do not give off the Trumas and Maaser, you're going to stop the rain? In other words, by giving Maaser Roni and not giving Maaser Sheni, that Maaser Sheni is like L'Gavoyah to Hashem, you're like stealing from Hashem. So if you do not give Maaser Sheni, it's considered like you're stealing from Hashem, so it's no good. So that's a swear why you should give Maaser Sheni. Omer Rabbi Yeshua said, Hareini Kimei Shevat Tarfon Ochi, let me answer back against Tarfon, my brother. In other words, I'll say the same type of halacha like Tarfon. As halacha, it should be, like if Tarfon said it should be Maaser Roni, but v'loi, linyan dvarim, not the same reasoning he says. But I'll say like this, Mitzrayim Maaser Chodesh, or Bovel Maaser Yoshan. that Mitzrayim was a new takona. That's by Ezra. He was mistaken to give Trumas Maisa from Mitzrayim. Bova was a takona before from the Nevi'im even. That was the Maisa Yoshan. And we're learning about Moina Namov is also a new thing. So therefore, Yido and Maisa Chodesh and Maisa Chodesh. We should learn out a new takona from a new takona like Mitzrayim, that's Maisa Sheni. But Yal Yid and Maisa Chodesh and Maisa Yoshan, they're not learning out a new Maisa, a new takona of Amon Amoyev, from the takona of Bobo was no takona. Mitzrayim Maisa Zakenim. By Mitzrayim, the Zakenim made the takona. O Bovel Maisa Nevi'im, and by Bovel was the Nevi'im that made the takona. If so, when Yidin Shlofenenu, Maisa Zakenim, Yidin, Maisa Zakenim, Maisa Zakenim. Let's learn out Amon Amoyev was also the Zakenim that made the takona from another Maisa of Mitzrayim that the Zakenim made the takona. And we are Yidin, Maisa Zakenim, and Maisa Nevi'im. Do not learn out Amon Amoyev from Bovel, which was the Nevi'im that made the takona over there. That's the Machloikis, where do we learn out Amon Amoyev from? So Mishnah ends off, Nimnu V'Gorman, they made a count, and it came out, Amon Amoyev, Maisrin, and Maiseroni, Bashrius. Yes, it is supposed to give Maiseroni and Shrius. Like Rebbe Tarfon, if Tarfon says he give Maiseroni, learn out from Mitzrayim, so he give Maiseroni. Baruch Yishabor, Rebbe Yoisi, Ben Domaskis, Eitzer, Rebbe Loz Abelud, again, Rebbe Loz Abelud, Omoy said to him, Machi Dishoy Lechem, Beis HaMedish Hayim. What Hiddish, what something new you said over in the Beis HaMedrash today? Oh my Lord, he said to him like this, Nivnu v'gomru, we came out to clear halacha, that Amon Amoyev Maisri Maiseroni Beshrius. They're supposed to give Maiseroni on Shemitah, on 7th year. Bochur Ablazer, Ablazer at the Karav Yom, and he said, Soida Hashem li reya v'brisa li adiyam. In other words, sometimes Hashem gives Soidus, Hashem reveals his Soid to his Yireyim, to the Yirei Hashem. Then if we told him, say Bimlem, go out and tell them, Al Tachoishul Minyanchem, don't care about the account that you made, Yopsak, but rather Mekublani, I've accepted Mirab Yechnim Ben Zakai, Shisham Mirab, he heard from his Rebbe, the Rabbi and his Rebbe Mirabboi, Adaloch Lamosh Mesim, until I came back all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaman Amoyev Maiskrin Maiseroni Bashrius. But yes, that's the locho that Amon Amoyev have to give off Maiseroni on Shemitah. See, even though this is a takana of the Rabban, it's not real local Moshe Sinai, but it means it's from Friedrich all the way back from before, the same sack that really you have to give Maiseroni and Amon Amoyev. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Boy Bayoim, that same day, boy Yehuda Ger Amoyni. Yehuda, he was a Ger from Amoyni, and he came, V'yomad Lefneim, he came to the base, Lefneim, the base of Medjvish, and normally he said to them, Mo ani lovei bekal, what's the loch? Am I allowed to come into Kal Yisrael? Can I marry a Jew or not? Omalod yisei, omalod yisei, omalod yisei, osarata yirosa, like we'll soon see, the apostle said, lo yovei amayni, yirosa, to get married to a Bas Yisrael. Omalod yisei, Bishua said back, no, mutirata, you're allowed to get married to a Bas Yisrael. So what's the machlekes? Omalod yisei, Rabbi Gamliel said, hakos tovei, when the apostle says, lo yovei amayni, yomalavi bekal Hashem, gam dor asiri, even the 10th generation, an Amoni or Amoyev cannot come, can marry into a Bas Yisrael. So how could you, Rabbi Yeshua, say it's Mutter? For game, the apostle goes on. Omolah, Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, V'chi Amoni Yimayovim Bim Kaimim Heim? Are they still in their own Mokum? Are they still in their own place? Kvar Olo Sancheriv Melech Asher. Listen, the Melech Asher Sancheriv came up. Uvil Belas Kol Umas. He mixed up all the Umas. He mixed them around. So the people that we find in Amon now is not really Amoni. Therefore, this person is not really called the Ger Amoni. That's why I say he's Mutter. Shenemar is a pasuk in Yishayahu that says, V'osir gevulos amim v'yasu deseyem shay seisi v'orid kabir yashrim. I'll destroy them, mix them all around. So Sancheriv mixed up all the nations. Therefore, the people living there, Mestam now, they come from the Roiv of the Elam. And Roiv of the Elam is not Amoinim. So therefore, Yeshua says they're Mutter now. Oh, Malay Rabbi Gamliel says back now, Across the way, when the Pesuk in Yirmiyahu says, V'yachrochein after this, Oshu v'shvus b'nei Amon, I'll return back to Shvus b'nei Amon. Well, Kvachos, when they returned already, so they came back to that place, if so now the people there are still b'nei Amon, they should be also. Or Molar of Yeshua, no, it's not true, the Pesuk was not Mekuyim yet. Across the way, when the Pesuk also says in Amos, V'shavt yeshvus ami Yisrael, V'yadayin l'shovu. They are returned back, La Yisrael, and we were not returned. We don't have the Mashiach yet. We're not back to the Oretz. So, he tirul over the cow. That was the psak then.
that this Amoini now he's mutter to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael, because he does not come from Amon.
Your Mishnah Hey, Targum Shebe Ezra, Shebe Daniel. The psukim that are written in Aramaic in Targum, in Sefer Ezra, and in Sefer Daniel, is Matamas Yudayim, since that's the way the Novi wrote it. So it has a loch like Kisvei HaKodesh, that's also Matamas Yudayim. Targum Shekosu Ivris, let's say you changed it around. The Targum, the psukim that's supposed to be written in Aramaic, you wrote it over into Ivrit, or else for Ivris, what's supposed to be written in Ivris, Sheksovoi Targum, you wrote it over into the Targum, or else Sheksov Ivri Bechla, you did not write Ashuris, but you wrote the language of Ivri, that was the Ksav they used beforehand, is Eina Matamas Yedayim, that does not have a Gedusha, Kisvei HaKodesh, that's not Matami hands for Truma. And the klal is that lo'olam eino mitama, forever it's not mitama, ad shi'yichtevenu ashurus, unless it's written, the ksav ashurus, that's our ksav now, the way we write a sefer Torah, al or, it has to be written on parchment, on skin, uvad yoy, it has to be written with ink, then it has a loch of kisvei hakodesh. Mishnah Vov, oimrim tzedukim, the tzedukim, the people that were not makabo teresh shebapeh, on the teresh of ksav, they used to say like this, that Kovlem Onu Aleichem Prushim. We have tainus, we have complaints against you, the Chacham Yisrael, that are called Prushim. In other words, that you separate yourself from Tuma, so you set yourself away from us, therefore we're like Prushim, we're separated from you. So what was the complaint that Zdukim had? Shatim Ram, they said that you said, you Prushim, the Chacham said, that Kisvei HaKodesh Mitamas Yadayim. If you have the regular Kisvei HaKodesh Chof Dalad Nevi'im, that's Mitamas Yadayim. But the Sifrei Homei Ros Einam Mitamas Yedayim. But Sifrei Homei Ros Mustam is just Sifrei Choyl Stam Wa Choyl Swarm, it doesn't have a lot of Kisvei HaKodesh Stam Sifrei Chol, regular weekday books. Such things are not Mitam Yedayim. That's what Tzedukim had complaints. Like, why? You say this not Mitam Yedayim. Some Rav Yechim and Zaka, Rav Yechim and Zaka said to them, is that the only complaint you have against us? Listen, you should complain like this, that the Chachom say, Atzmois Chamor Tohirim, the bones of a dead donkey is Tor. It's only the Bosser of an Avila that's Metama, not the bones. But still we hold the locker is, V'yatzmois Yoichin and Kohen Godel Temeim, the bones of the Kohen Godel of any person, when he dies, his Atzmois is also Metama, Stumas Meis on it. Like the Yetzer Modem, the Pasuk says. So why don't you have a kasha? Why? Ormullah, they said back, we understand this. That v'chibos and itumos, and since an Odom is so choshev, so chav, so dear, therefore the Torah made a tumor on it. Why? Shlayas Odom atzmeisav v'imoy tarvodos. In other words, that people should not make the bones of their own parents into their own spoons. Like this, they may use their bones to make it into spoons or forks. But now that it has ilchus tumor on it, they would not do that. That's what the Torah said, the bones of an Odom is Tomei. Omalehem, so Rabbi Yochanan Zaka said back to him, if you understand this, you should understand that Av Kisvei HaKodesh is the same way. Since Kisvei HaKodesh has Kedushit, it's so dear to Hashem, that's why there's Alocha, it has Tumor on it. V'sifrei Heimorot, v'stam Sifrei Choyol, Esh Einam Chavim, it's not so dear to Hashem, to Chomim, Einam Tam Mas Yedayim, and these Svarim, the Rabbonim, did not make any Tumor, even the Geit Ilchus Truma. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Oimrim Tzedukim. The Tzedukim used to say like this, that Koivlin Ono Aleichem Prushim, we have complaints against you, the Talmid Chachamim. Sha'atim Metarim Es HaNitzek, that you hold Nitzek is not Metamei. That means, let's say you're pouring off from one jar into another jar, and the top jar is Tor, and the bottom jar is Tamei. So you hold, even though there's a straight flow from the top jar to the bottom jar, the water in the top jar still remains tahor. It's not tamei, there's no chibur of nitzik. That's called the flow of water. It's not called a straight connection. So imrim haprushim, so the tzlukim don't understand why. So imrim haprushim, the chom said back to them, the prushim, the chom said back, koivlin onu aleichem tzedokim, we have complaints against you. Sha'atem mitarim es amas hamayim, habo mi beis hakvaros, that you also agree that the flow of water that flows like a canal or a brook flows through a base across a cemetery, the water that comes out is tor. Why? Because Nama Samayim is like a mikvah, Nama Kabotumah. Even though it's like a nitzuk, it's like attached to the base akvaris.
she say Nisik is not called a chibur. Oyimim Tzedukim, the Tzedukim said back, Koivlin Ono Aleichem Perushim, we have different complaints against you, the Chamin. Shatim Oyimim, because you say, Shori v'chamor shezikuch chayavim. If a person's shor or chamor does damage, yichayif, the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaChamor is chayif for the damage of their animals. But the avdi v'yamosi shezikuch pturim, but my own eved, does damage, I'm potter from the action of my own Eved or Amo. The question is, why not? The svara should be, Mo'im shori v'chamori shein yichai b'em mitzvahs. Madach my own axe and chamor that has no mitzvahs to do. Harei an yichai b'ni zokin, if they do damage, I'm chayav to pay for the damage. If so, avdi v'yamosim, my own Eved Ivri, my own Amo v'riya, shein yichai b'em mitzvahs, adem uchui b'em mitzvahs. And the din she yichai ben izokin isn't for sure that more choshev I should be chai if any damage they do. I remember them. They said back to them, no. Lo yimamatim b'shori v'chamori. If I said by b'shori v'chamori, shame behem das. They don't have their own das. So therefore, whatever they do, it's not their own das. They're doing it because the that like. Therefore, the bialim is chayiv. They're doing on the no das. We'll soon see what it means. But toiru b'ali v'mosi mashenkin. If you tell me. By a person's own slave or omo is made, sheish b'em das, they have their own das, they have their own mind. So we should be afraid. Shema kenitaim. Let's say the master will get his eved angry. So the halacha is going to be, if the master will be chai, if his damage is not fair. Because what will happen is, yelech v'yad legedisha shalachar. The eved will go and light up somebody else's field. V'yechayv l'shalom, and say, heh heh, like a left with the owner and say, I'm making you pay for the damage that I do. And that's not a svara. So therefore the locker is, since your own Eved and Das have their own Das, their own Eved and Oma, they have their own Das, therefore they're chayiv whenever they have money later. But right now the master is potter from paying for the damage of his Eved or his Oma.
Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Oma Tzeduke Galili. The Tzedukim that used to live in the Golul, they used to say that Koivul Ani Aleichem Prushim. We have complaints against you, Talmid Chachamim. Shatem Kaisim, that you write in a get, as HaMoshel, you write the year of the ruler that's in rule now, go after his year. In Moshe beget, at the end of the get, you write, Kedash Moshe of Yisrael. Stelechur said it's a Genilek, in the same Ksav, in the same get, to write down the date of from the king, and then to write down Kedash Moshe is not nice. So I'm Rem Prushan, the Chachamim said back, we have complaints against you. According to your taino, we'll prove that you're wrong. Like in the same daf in the Sefer Torah, we have the Moshel, the king's name, Pyroi, and then we have Hashem's name. So you see, there's no Genai. Not only this, that the name Pyroi comes first. And Hashem's name comes on the bottom. There's a pasuk in Shemais that says, for Yom Paro, Paro said, "Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolu L'Shalach Es Yisrael." Who is this Hashem? So the Pesuk is saying Paro, and then it says Hashem. So what do you see? Since that's the way it's written, it's okay. It's not a Genai. It's a Mila by Moshe. So even though we write down the date according to the Moshe that we have now, still we could end up saying Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Now the Mishnah ends off with a nice Pesuk. Who Kishaloko Ma'Oyim? When Hashem gave punishment back to Paro, what did he say? Hashem Hatzadik. He ended off, he was Masnik Yetzadin, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzadik. Slika Masechti Yedayim.